They speak, they talk, they speak, they talk. Sit on the bench. Here, cause he's getting something. Yeah, that's exactly.
Just moderate time, not like for medicine time. Just moderate time.
Nothing else to say. PR staff looks moderate right there.
Just moderate?
Yeah.
They're doing pretty well.
Yeah, I think they are.
You got the Hi Mom sign, right? Do it like Vanna White, just walk by.
You want another shot of me?
Yeah.
I wasn't smiling.
Yeah.
If you catch her, you're smiling. Yeah. Give us a copy of that picture.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, if you actually do have a shot of him smiling, we'd like to see it.
Okay. Yeah.
Rare photographic evidence.
Yeah, you are.
terms of hits.
Wow.
So.
Yes, of course.
Good, you're doing all right. That's good. Thank you. Good. You ready to open up?
Guys? Ready to go.
Meet Greg Robinson, meet Aaron Donald.
That's Les Snead, and I'm Jeff Fisher. How's that? Good afternoon. We want to thank everybody for coming. We know you've had a chance to look at our release as far as the schedule, the agenda here for the press conference. Just so to restate it, we're going to have day one here in just a moment. Day two is going to follow. Day three is going to follow. And then we're going to have a special opportunity to make Michael Sam available at 5 p.m. We ask that these questions be football related. Mike's will be different and special at the end, and we're looking forward to introducing him as well. So Les and I have had numerous opportunities to talk to many of you with respect to both these guys that are sitting between us. And so with that being said, we're going to go ahead and open it to questions for Greg and Aaron. Questions?
For both of you guys, what are these last 2, 3, 4 days been like for you?
Well, since the draft, I've just been trying to get everything straight with my mom and everything back home. But since I've gotten here, I've been here since yesterday, and it's been an enjoyable time just meeting all the guys in the locker room and interacting with the coaches and stuff like that.
It's been a blessing just to get here, but, you know, I'm just ready to go to work, and it's been good to meet the other guys and get to know them and get to talk to the coaches and just get ready for this career. So,
both of you guys, in terms of going to work, just talk about this long process from January through the draft, and everything's about preparing for the combine, preparing for this. Now it's preparing for football. How great is that, just to get all of this behind you?
It's a wonderful feeling. Like you said, it has been a long process, and really, the part that made it feel even more longer was just from finishing the combine and pro day and just waiting, really, traveling and trying to stay in shape and stuff like that. So finally that time is here, and overall, it's just like you can't let all that hard work go to waste. So I'm anxious to get to work and really happy that I'm here.
Real long process, you know. A lot of workouts, a lot of Senior Bowl, a lot of meetings, but, you know, I'm just happy where I'm at. I feel like I could do some special things here with the players around just to learn from the guys and from the coaches. So, you know, I'm just excited about it. So,
Greg, you talked about your combine, being able to take care of your family. Can you talk about your emotions on draft night when you actually heard your name called?
Really, it wasn't me, but from when I got the call and just hearing my family behind me as I was on the phone, it just made me a little more emotional. I tried to stay strong because a few guys told me don't cry, but it's just something that happened.
Well, part of that pre-draft process, you guys worked out together, correct?
And yes, sir.
Did you ever have conversations about the possibility that you could end up in the same place? And if so, how did those go?
We never talked about it. You know, we was cool. We worked out. We pushed each other, motivated each other, but we would have never thought that we was going to be on the same team. We were just talking about that yesterday, like, wow, what's the chances of this happening? But, you know, all that hard work paid off, and we're here today, so.
Greg, did you end up crying?
When? at the draft, I did. Yeah, as my mom cried, it just worked on me, and I cried. I shed a few tears. But I didn't want all the cameras in my face because I'm not that type of guy.
When you guys worked out together, I mean, how long together were you down there? Was it a matter of months, several weeks, and did you actually do drills against each other?
Well, I went up right after the national championship. He was already there, and he just, like, because he had, like, 2 weeks into the program. So as far as me getting there and just working out with him, he was one of the strongest guys there. So they put me with him, and we was together for about a month.
Aaron, how much do you think your Senior Bowl performance helped you as far as your draft style?
I feel like everything along the way from the football season to the Senior Bowl to the combine to be able to sit down and interview, I feel like that all helped me a lot. You know, it's always good to go out there and show that you can play football on the football pads, but at the same time, you know, show who I am off the football field as a person. So, you know, I feel like that all added up and helped me a lot. So,
Aaron, were you, to follow up on that Senior Bowl, you just destroyed people down there. Did you even surprise your? I know you're used to making plays and winning awards. Did you even surprise? It's kind of, with the exception of the underclassmen and a few seniors, it's kind of the best down there.
Yeah, I was just excited, you know. It's just another opportunity to play the game I love to play, and that's football. So I just went out there with that mindset. It's only football, so I just went out there to compete. So.
Did any of those offensive linemen tell you, hey, turn it down a notch? Or?
No, we was out there just battling. You know.
Where was the API? Was that in Florida?
Arizona.
Now, Greg, it looks like you're going to at least start out at guard during those hot 95-degree days of training camp. There's the one-on-one passing drills. You'll probably be going against this guy. How's that going to work out?
It is what it is. It's a competitive sport. But I think this would be the best thing for me if that's what the coaches think. So I'm just doing what I'm required to do.
Aaron, your thoughts on that?
You know, we're going to push each other, just like we did at API. We're going to just work. We're going to get each other ready for the season. So,
Aaron's story is you had a handful of scholarship offers coming out of high school. You weren't a highly recruited player. Did you envision this moment right here? When did you start thinking about the national football?
It was always a dream of mine, but, you know, you put forth the effort, God would take care of the outcome. You know, so I just put forth the effort. I worked my butt off, did what I had to do on the football field and off the football field, and it just paid off for me, so.
Aaron, kind of piggybacking on that, you're a Pittsburgh native. You went to college at Pitt. I'm sure growing up you were probably a Steelers fan, but is there some kind of excitement for you starting a new chapter of your life outside of the state of Pennsylvania?
Yes, it is. I'm real excited about it just to go out. And then, like I said, I'm with a great defensive line. I get to learn from them guys, you know, with a great defensive coach. So I'm just excited about it. I'm pumped up about it, and I just can't wait to go out there and compete and show them guys what I can do. So.
What do you think about having Michael Sanford teammate? That'd be a distraction.
Well, yesterday we got in, and he seemed like a real cool guy, and like he's been telling everybody. Me and him did a commercial together, and the Visa commercial he did was just like judging by the things that he do on the field. And I don't think he would be a problem in the locker room just because the guy he come off as, he's real cool. And he's been trying to interact with us because he know we probably have those thoughts in the back of our head. But I think everybody make their own decisions, and if that's the way you want to live his life, that's him. But I don't think it will interfere with football.
He's a football player. You know, I got the opportunity to meet him at the Lombardi and at the Nagurski Awards. So, cool guy. And like Greg said, it's what he do on the football field, you know. So, he's a football player. He works his butt off, and that's what you want. You want playmakers around you, and he's a playmaker, so.
Greg, what's your Visa commercial like? What are you doing in there?
It was just like the things I overcame, like losing my dad, the Katrina situation, and just how I rebuild and try to write a story for myself and not off of the past, because a lot of people that have been through that and went through the same things I went through, it probably took them down and they went down the wrong path. But everything that happened in my life that's bad, I try to use it as motivation.
How did you not go down a different path?
Just because it's my choice, and I don't think something bad, well, the responding to something bad negative would make it a better situation.
Has it sunk in yet that you did overcome all that, or have you just been too busy to worry about that?
Well, like, I have been busy, but like I say, I just use it as motivation. So I just try to work off and just keep working hard. And just let all those things build and don't think about them much. But I know, like, there was times I sat in my room and just thought about my dad. He haven't seen me play one college football game, and he's gone. But they just to be a positive influence on my neighborhood and let those around me that I grew up with and let them know that there's hope and dreams can come true.
Greg, you, what
What was your thought when you heard that the Rams drafted Trey? And how's it been? I'm sure it's a short time you've been here so far, reuniting with him, and then that you all three, then you get together with Les, maybe do a little
War Eagle.
Well, before they drafted him, I had just texted him good luck and everything, and then I kind of like stopped paying attention to the draft. But then he called me and he was like, "Bro, I'm a Ram," and like I just broke out because I could just hear in his voice he was getting emotional, and he just like I could hear him crying over the phone, and I was like, "Man, it's crazy. I would have never thought that," but it was a great feeling, and just to have someone as close as him along with me, that would be a positive also.
Can you talk about your relationship with him in school and obviously clearing the way for a lot of his yards?
Well, we got recruited together, so when we both committed to Auburn, we went our separate ways for a little while because it's like I play O-line, he's a skilled guy, but it's just like his personality and me all together, it's just like we bonded, and a lot of guys on the team, we got closer to one another, and I've actually went home with him a few times. He came to my house, so it's just like that brotherhood, and it's just great to share those kind of things with your teammates. So, like, I've met his family and everything, and along with on the field, I just work hard because I know he's running the ball, so, like, I got to help my brother out, and that just made things a little better.
Homecoming, did you get back
to Thibodeau
after the draft?
I haven't been back to Thibodeau since the draft.
Oh, I thought you went back after the weekend.
No, sir.
Well, what kind of response are you getting?
Well, actually, they threw, well, the day of the draft, they opened, like, the local park, and they had, like, a big flash screen. Well, I mean, a big projector on the basketball court, and the whole neighborhood came out and watched me get drafted. And I saw a few videos, and it's just crazy. And, like, they blocked off the streets and stuff, and it just... it's a blessing.
And what does that mean to you? Just seeing that coming from Thibodeau, being here now.
Well, it means a lot, and I thought about it, and also I just recently signed with Nike, and I told them, if anything, can they donate money to my school? Because we didn't have much, so the first opportunity I could to do something positive for the neighborhood or anywhere that I came from. It's just a blessing to me, and I'm happy to be in this position where I could do something like that.
Aaron, have you met your the defensive line, the veterans yet?
Yes, I met one of them. They came up to me and talked to me, and so I got that opportunity to talk to them the last 2 days I've been here. So.
And it's a pretty special group, and obviously, especially when it comes to pass rushing, a very, very good group. How do you feel about joining that core there?
I'm real excited, you know, just to have veteran guys like that around me. I can learn from it, and if I need something, anything answered that I feel like I'm struggling with, I can ask them guys, and they can push me and help me to take my game to another level. So I'm real excited about it.
You tell them you'll be able to do your share too, or what?
We're going to see. I still got out there earning respect from them guys and showing what I can do on the football field. So.
What was the feeling from both of you guys when you first stepped into the building yesterday, knowing you were going to play in the NFL?
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, when I came in the locker room, I seen I got a locker with my name and my number on it, and that's when I knew it was official. So it was just like a dream come true, something you've been dreaming about since you were 5 or 6 years old. And to see it all fall in place how it did is just amazing. So I'm just ready to go to work. So
it was a dream come true also, and it just like reality hit me as I walked through the doors. But I've been here on a visit with the top 30, and like just coming in and like you say, seeing your name in that locker. And actually, it was a crazy thought I had. In college, I couldn't fit in my locker, so I like sat back. I sat back in my locker, and it's just crazy feeling.
So you can fit thing. In this locker now, or?
Yes, sir, I can fit in my locker.
You actually
saw it. Why do you try to get inside your locker?
Because I tried once in college when I just got tired after practice and just tried to. Pushing the locker a little bit, I couldn't fit.
It wasn't the hide from the coach.
No, sir.
Greg, obviously you can contribute right away, but a lot of people talk about your upside, your ceiling. What do you think your ceiling is, and how do you get there?
Well, that ceiling, I control that ceiling, so it's just how much I want to learn. And you know what I'm saying? It's just as far as going into it with a positive attitude and trusting the coaches. And I believe Coach Paul Boudreaux has a great plan for the O-line, and I've met with a few guys today they was doing a few drills, and like they were interacting and trying to help me understand it a little better. So it's just how much I want to learn.
As first round picks, is that a healthy pressure maybe early on to try to contribute right away? As first round picks,
I believe that much is given, so much is expected. So it's hard to go into it with high expectations when these guys been doing this for years and years. So I feel like you just got to go along with it and you fall in place. Wherever you land, you land. It's just all about your work ethic and how hard you work.
Greg, what do you remember about Michael Sam as a player, preparing for him playing against him in the SEC championship game?
Well, actually, they switched around a lot. So as they lined up on me, I didn't even know who I was playing. I just knew my assignment, and that's all I really focused on.
Thank you, guys. We're going to take a couple pictures of the jerseys with Coach and left. And then if any local session one-on-one, we could do that.
We're going to do one with Robinson, Coach and left first, and then we'll get you.
Guys, right here, please. We got a blue right here. All right, can we get Scott? You good?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we get one with just Robinson, Coach and Les, and then one with just you, Coach and Les?
Okay, right here, please.
Brian Feldman.
I just ran back. Good to see you.